You always need AAA, though.
You never know when something's going
to
be
is it the
AAA.
Other way around? You always have AAA, but you need AA?
No, it's always you need AA, then you go to your batteries, and you're like, fuck, why do I only have AAA? And why is there a D in here?
It's always the worst when... It's the worst when you go to use your other remote's batteries, but then you realize you already did that.
So oh, yeah.
Going to like your old
batteries.
Dude,
I would steal from my parents' room all the time.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Corey Oskowitz Show with my sidekick, Alex.
Hey, everybody. What is up?
What's going on? Welcome back. We are here. We're drinking some Claws and some American whiskey.
You know what, Corey? I'm glad you did the intro, but we had a nice little riff there.
Yeah, we did. I don't know.
I think I just got the big laugh, and then we're like, all right, let's move on.
Yeah, I don't like
your
when
friends
Alex
walked out
laughs.
Like, Alex is hilarious.
Yeah, I was like, this is the Corey Oskowitz Show. It's all
we
about
are at
me.
Your apartment. You live above a sushi restaurant, and our microphones are so sophisticated here, we can pick up the music from the sushi restaurant and the rolling of the rice.
Yeah,
you can hear the rolling of the rice bumping. As well.
It's bumping down there.
What? This is Turtle Bay?
Turtle fucking Bay, baby.
Well, that makes sense why there's a sushi restaurant.
Dude, of course, bro. They're cooking up turtles.
Turtle Bay. I'm just getting a little... We haven't recorded in a minute.
Yeah, we haven't
all
at
days
all.
Off, dude. Yeah. No shit.
Yeah, duh.
No shit, we haven't recorded in
a while.
Hey,
when you fucking idiots like wait for our podcast to come out, and they're like, don't these kids... We're not supposed to do that.
And no, it's hilarious. We haven't posted an episode in like 3 weeks. We're over 1,000 followers now.
Yeah. Oh, we did we actually?
Yeah.
No way.
We almost got hacked today, but we're over 1,000 followers.
Wait, who is our 1,000 followers?
I don't know. Hold on. Shout them out. It was probably
wait,
a
we've
stripper.
Been at 999 for I think like maybe like I think a full year we were at 999.
I thought we were at 995. Last I checked, so I thought something took off.
Dude, no, Instagram's been wacky lately. Instagram's been, oh, we're at 1,001.
Yeah, dude, who was at 1,001? A comedian.
The Piers Project was, no, it's the Luscious Dolls Boutique. Ooh, Luscious Dolls Boutique.
Ooh, maybe they want to sponsor us.
Bonnets, clothing, and accessories.
Oh, we have more followers than them.
Yeah. The Piers Project might want to... It's Australia's number one podcast agency, so...
Oh, baby.
Oi, mate.
From Turtle Bay to Montego Bay in Jamaica.
Fucking gorgeous.
I actually have been to Australia, and... There's a beach that starts with an M. Bondi Beach.
You've been to Australia?
From Turtle Bay to Bondi Beach, yeah.
You're really well-rounded.
I have never been to Europe, though.
You're very globed.
I've never been to Europe, though.
Really?
Dude, I'm going to be honest. We're going to keep going, but it is so much better with headphones on.
Yeah.
We'll switch off.
Should we?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I've been to Australia. Never been to Europe, though.
How is that?
Australia is fucking sick.
Yeah?
We were talking, why do we live in the city? If Australia wasn't so goddamn far away... I would live in Sydney for sure.
Dude, I'm always like, I see these videos online. I'm like, wow, I need to go to Australia.
It's sick.
You know what it is? You know what I love about it? Like when you're taking a piss and then the biggest spider in the entire universe just comes up and eats you.
Why is that your impression of Australia?
Because that's the only thing I see about Australia. Is
where
some
do you
crazy.
See this?
I follow Nature as Metal. And most of those videos are probably from Australia.
Yeah, but it's probably in like not the city. It's probably in like, it's mostly a desert.
Yeah. Well, isn't that all of Australia?
What, a desert?
It's like
no, part of it. Some parts of it are beautiful metropolises.
I'm saying like you can't live in metropolis.
Metropolises may not be a word, so I wanted to hedge myself and throw metropolis.
Australia. In. There's a bunch of monopolies and
yeah. But so I bit a bunch of monopolies.
All right. Yeah, that's a bad joke.
Yeah, that sucked, dude.
Dude, that fucking
your friend,
sucked.
Your friends are here. You're blowing
it, so
dude.
Bad.
You're blowing it so hard.
God.
You're not smoking weed.
Yeah, I know. That's what I get. I quit weed.
You quit weed. It's been what?
It is now a week. It's a week today.
It's
the last time
today.
I smoked. Yep.
And I just put the little carrot in the stick. I said, have a good episode.
Yeah.
Have a good episode. I'll really use a cigarette with weed in it.
That like might be the move for me.
Yeah, I think it'll help. What there's you're gonna hear it when you're listening. There's Corey's boys are here.
Yeah,
Jacob and Andrew.
Jeez. Jared and Jacob, Alan.
Oh, Jared and Jacob.
Jesus Christ.
We're just throwing names out there.
Yeah, I mean like there's Andrew who's my other roommate,
mm-hmm.
and then Jared who is my roommate, and then Jacob just came.
Bro, so many just I went to sleepaway camp with every single one of those. I had one of those names in my bunk. Each one of those names.
You want to hear all the last names?
Do you want to rat out all your friends? Because they're around some fellows drinking whiskey.
Whiskey.
On a Monday. Some Kirkland brand whiskey.
Kirkland brand whiskey, man.
I didn't know Kirkland made whiskey.
They make whiskey.
It's
tequila.
Really pretty good.
Is it good?
Yeah.
It's not bad, right?
It's like...
Does it taste like whiskey?
It tastes... Is this Jameson? It kind of tastes exactly like JMO. Kirkland. Not bad. My family was not a Kirkland family.
You didn't go to Costco?
No, I think my mom just liked going to the grocery store every day.
Dude, Costco is the... I mean, my mom loves ShopRite and Stop and Shop.
ShopRite, yeah.
But like...
Stop and Shop.
Stop and Shop.
I'm going to Stop and Shop.
Stop and Shop.
Oh, they love... I don't know why we were never... For some reason, the only time we would ever have to go to Costco... was if it was like a birthday. I remember my college graduation.
That's what you guys did for your birthday. Happy birthday, Alex. You're going to Costco.
You fat fuck.
We get to try the samples.
You want a hot dog, fatty? No, it's because that's where my mom would get birthday cake from. It's from like Costco.
Really? You don't go to Carvel?
Sometimes. Or like Catch the Wave.
Catch the Wave
is fire.
Wow, you like that? Oh,
Catch the Wave is fire.
Yeah. Interesting.
Big Wave comedy, Catch the Wave.
Catch the Big Wave.
Catch the Big Wave, Tuesday. This won't be out by Tuesday.
Not a shot.
That's tomorrow.
Literally 0% chance.
Make sure you come out to Big Wave comedy on Tuesday, December, July 12th.
December 15th.
Yeah, all days off, dude. So since we last recorded, I... was wrong, maybe. There's some back and forth with that girl.
Yeah, dude, you were wrong.
Well, not... Have you met her yet?
No.
Yeah, so not really wrong yet.
So, yeah, I sent the follow-up. So, okay, so after, I think, our episode, she didn't answer me, and then I sent a follow-up saying, hey, by the way, have this time and place locked in if you want to go. Seen doesn't answer me. Both of those were seen, didn't answer.
Yeah.
And then... I just obviously deaded it, like, whatever. And then she just randomly hits me up saying, hey, I literally never saw these.
Yeah.
What? It says seen under.
Yeah, it literally said I saw
it. It says seen.
Yeah. No, that I've gotten that before. And it's all, you never got her number? This was all in the DMs?
Well, she sent me her number now.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so
I
responded back. I was like, that's what I told the waiter. I was like, it must have been a miscommunication.
Look, I have ghost. You've ghost. Did you have to get your money back from Rezzy?
He kept thinking, dude, it's such a, Rezzy's like the biggest scumbags.
I like just signed up for it.
Like a girl cancels on me and then they charge me for that.
Yeah.
I just like check my phone. It's like, oh, $25 charge for being a huge fucking loser. Get off our app, you loser.
Yeah. Bro, again?
Yeah.
You almost 40 now.
I think I have the most cancellations on Resi.
Really?
I think I just always like get myself into these fluke dates where I'll just like push on it because like, I don't know.
But so you haven't proved me wrong yet, as you just explained. But what's your outlook now?
My outlook?
Are you like 50-50 at least?
Like, I was more than 50-50.
Yeah.
So she... Whatever, we went back and forth for like maybe like a few times.
Yeah.
And then I was in the middle of watching Stranger Things when she sent me her number. So I didn't answer until this morning at like 12.
Duh.
So that was like pretty late on my part.
Right.
So I just texted her saying, hey, it's Corey. Have this and this locked in for Wednesday. And
locked in, baby.
Locked in. And
10 out of 10, recommend.
Let's fucking go. She didn't answer.
So what's your outlook?
Like percentage wise, right now, I think we're back at like 30-70, not in my favor.
Not in your favor. Game seven.
Girls are weird because like you have to do exactly.
Not
like,
game seven.
You have to if you wait an extra hour, like they'll just call it off.
Yeah.
They'll just call it off.
Yeah.
Be like, nope, nah, I'm not interested anymore.
What really bothers me about this whole thing is I didn't see these.
Yeah.
I literally did not check my phone for the last 48 hours.
No, but like that wasn't even that. Like if it
That's
just
the
said,
worst part.
If it still was unread, then okay. It literally said seen.
Oh, it said seen.
It said seen under
and
each
she
of
said,
them.
I literally didn't see this.
Yeah.
And it says seen.
It said seen.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
That's fucking brutal.
It said seen.
Wait, when were you trying to say that?
Like 5 minutes ago.
Oh. I definitely just like played along.
You got to focus more on me.
All right, fine. Sorry. It's this Kirkland whiskey.
Yeah, it's not the Met game.
It's pretty goddamn good, this whiskey.
Kirkland whiskey.
It's really not bad.
All right, should I fucking just down this right now?
Yasko Scove or whatever?
Sophomore Scove.
Sophomore Scove.
You think I can kill this?
I think you'll want to puke after. It's not that good. It's fine whiskey.
Whiskey.
Do you want to puke?
Kirkland whiskey.
What an American. I mean, not that he likes America, but he is American.
I love America.
It's
my favorite country.
I didn't want to speak for you in that regard.
It's my favorite country in the world.
You're crying so hard right now.
No, I'm not. You're crying so hard.
You're crying so fucking hard.
Dude, you're a fucking loser, dude.
Oh, God. Dude, don't puke.
Welcome back.
Don't puke in front of your friends, bro.
Why? They've seen it.
Dude, he just sophomore scoped.
That was tough, man.
That was rough.
That was tough.
I didn't think you were going to do it.
I didn't think I was going to do it either.
You surprised me. And you know what? I wonder if that is in your astrology.
Oh, God. What are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
We talked about earlier. I've learned more about my astrology, my signs,
your astrology.
Because I'm dating a female. And so now I know a lot about this stuff.
Is she into that?
Yeah. She's not like... She says she's not like...
She's a poet, so I feel like she has to be into it.
No, yeah.
But she's one of those anti-establishment poets, so I feel like... yeah. I feel like she by nature, she likes it, but she knows that she has to not.
Yeah.
She's like, fuck, I can't.
She's a Pisces, whatever
I can't
means,
love
so.
This so much.
Yeah. Well, I think that's... she's grungy. A little grungy.
I think
she's a little hippie grunge nerd.
I think what happened was like she used to be into it until it became the big thing, and then now she's like, yo... This is whack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Right, well, so I'll play this back to her and let her see what... Well, I'll let you know what she says.
Test me on my shit.
All right, here you go. I got your birthday, which was what again? It was...
What the fuck, dude?
December...
Are you fucking
28th?
Jesus.
What?
He doesn't know my birthday, guy.
What? February 28th?
No.
November, October.
No, you were right the first time.
December 28th.
No, what? The 9th.
Oh, December 9th. So you are a Sagittarius.
Happy Pride Month.
Sagittarius?
Yes.
All right. Okay, here's the first thing. And it doesn't sound like you at all. Except for the fact that I don't know if this is a butterfly or a moth, but sometimes you are, I feel like you are kind of like a moth.
I'm not even a butterfly.
Yeah, you're a fucking moth.
I can't even be a butterfly.
So at this Sagittarius sun, your sun sign, by the way, describes who you are. This is who you are.
Okay.
Right? There's 1, 2, 3, 4, there's 6 lines of copy. That's who you are. You ready?
Okay.
Do you want another glass of whiskey before you hear who you
no,
are?
No, I'm good. Go. All
right. As a Sagittarius sun, you want to live your life in the most thrilling way possible.
Nice.
Next to Alex Aronson, host of Prospects on SNY, making a podcast.
Dude, why do they even have this game on? They should just put Prospects on.
Yeah, I know. So that's line one. How do you feel about that?
I mean, I don't know. I feel like I'm trying to.
It could be a thrill.
Does it say I am trying?
To.
Yeah, see, that's
you want
the thing.
To. That's
so
true.
It is right.
That's so
I'm
true.
Not, but yeah. I want to.
Wow. When I first read it, I was like, yeah, not Yasko. And then I'm like, okay, yeah.
Okay.
Optimistic to a fault. You can't hold a grip.
Oh, my
Optimistic. Not about your own abilities, but about what the future holds for you, I feel like.
Okay. That makes sense for me. Yeah.
You can't hold a grudge to save your life. You're a sweetheart.
Yeah, I don't hold grudges.
You don't hold grudges.
I just don't have the time to hold grudges. And the thing is, I just want people to like me. So I don't even care. Like you.
Yeah, fuck it.
You could like, I don't know. You could fucking kill my goldfish.
Yeah, no grudge.
Yeah.
You have a goldfish?
No. I did until you killed it.
Dude, you said you'd let that go. You said you wouldn't hold a grudge.
All right, what's next?
This one, I don't know if I can justify.
Just say.
Oh, no, maybe, yeah. And you're more interested in exploring the world than your psyche, anyway.
My psyche?
Yeah.
I do hate thinking about myself.
Yeah?
and I like thinking about the world.
Okay.
Like, we were just talking about Australia. I was thinking about it.
Yeah, we were thinking about the world.
I was thinking about
it. That was your sun sign.
Yeah,
that was who you are.
Okay, yeah.
It's kind of nailed.
That kind of...
Isn't this shit weird?
Am I into this
now? Yeah, isn't this shit weird?
I think I'm into it.
My roommate's into it. Also. Really? Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking of Hollenberg.
No.
Napoleon Daddy?
Yeah, I mean, I've told him I'm a Gemini like 6 times. Yeah. But, yeah.
And he was like, whoa, good shit.
Yeah, you're a Gemini? Holy shit.
I see it.
Yeah, he does. He says it makes sense.
We got to get him on.
That was your sun sign. This is a whole fucking thing.
Oh, there's more?
Yeah, there's way more.
There's way too much work for this. I think we're already at.
No, there's so much.
Okay, go on. See, I don't like reading, so this is probably why I never got into this.
Yeah. I'm sure there's an audiobook. Your moon sign. That's what we're going to go into next. Your moon sign describes your emotional self. So how you are emotionally. You're emotionally sensitive.
I'm pretty fucking sensitive.
Yeah. God, this shit's weird. As a Pisces moon, you absorb everything that's happening
around
you.
What do you mean a Pisces moon? I'm a Sagittarius.
No. See, this is what I didn't know. Okay, so this whole thing is about where the planets were aligned when you were born. And the stars. Or maybe it's the stars or the planets. I don't fucking know. I think it's the stars. So the first, you're a Sagittarius sun, which is like your main sign. That's why it's who you are.
Mm-hmm.
But now this is who you are emotionally,
okay,
which is your moon sign. So your moon was in Pisces. You have a Pisces moon.
Interesting.
You get it? Like the moon was in a different position than the sun.
Okay.
Whew. I can't believe I just was able to explain that. I feel like such a fucking loser.
You are.
All right. As a Pisces moon, you absorb everything that's happening around you, especially when you're on Adderall.
That's what it says?
No.
Okay, go on.
It's hard for you to maintain a boundary between your feelings and those of others.
I think that's pretty on par.
Yeah, the sensitivity is both a blessing and a weakness.
Wow.
I think you can say that about literally anything about anybody.
I feel like if you read in a different one, it would be the same thing.
I feel like I'm reading your eulogy right now.
Corey was a sensitive bitch.
He was sensitive. He was a Pisces moon, which is both a blessing and a weakness.
If I do, if I ever die, just read my fucking sign.
All right. Okay, next. Your rising sign. Don't ask me what this means.
It means when I have a boner, whatever.
All right. You appear imaginative and empathetic. I would agree with that.
Okay.
Pisces rising. I don't know what this means, again. As a Pisces rising, you exchange intimacies with others easily.
I think that's true, too.
Oh, we're coming up on what you do at parties.
Oh, what?
At parties, you'll probably find yourself in a corner alone.
That's sad.
While your friends are making out with chicks.
Bro.
No, here's what it actually says. It actually says, at parties, you'll probably find yourself in a corner with someone you've just met discussing their formative childhood memories.
No.
No?
No.
I think that's just like an example. You know?
Yeah. No, I get that.
Yeah.
Fucking idiots.
All right, so...
You know, they were just 11 for 12.
There's all these other... There's so much other shit.
All right.
There's planets and stuff now, but I think that's enough that I can read.
Yeah, it's a lot of reading.
Do you want to do mine?
I was gonna, but did you read yours already? I feel like you totally did.
No.
Let me see.
If I did, it was when I was really stoned. My turn.
All right, Alex, so you're a Gemini sun.
Wait, so I set this whole thing up for you?
Yeah. Good bless
you. Sorry, it's the whiskey. I went to set this up, and my mom sent me my birth time because I did this a little while ago, but I was pretty stoned, and I don't remember any of it, so it's going to sound like the first time when you tell me.
Okay.
But I was born at 11:30 a.m., and I was like, holy shit, like that's like right when I would wake up now, you know? Was that the stars?
Yeah.
Is that the stars? Is that why I wake up so late?
You're waking up anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I woke up at noon.
No wonder I'm a late riser.
You actually...
I want to see the correlation.
I think what happened was you were born at 9 a.m., but you just kept sleeping.
Yeah.
And then you just started... You just woke up
like,
and started
you,
crying.
Fuck
you, Mom. Your first words were immediately out of the womb, saying, oh my God, so bright in here.
I came out with my phone, like... pressing snooze. Oh, God.
So you're a Gemini sun, an intellectual rodeo clown.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. That's sick.
So Gemini sun. As a Gemini sun, you crave mental stimulation.
Verbal form of weed.
But drugs.
Just drug.
Verbal sparring is your idea of fun. Okay, no. That's pretty good. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
you're always kind of a dick. Yeah. What are you talking about? Verbal that is fully fully
that's
you.
That's true.
Verbal sparring is your idea of fun, and you'll argue any side to keep things entertaining. That's not true.
that's totally true.
I feel like you always have your own side.
Yeah, I'm not.
You never play devil's advocate.
I am willing to change my opinion later on, which is the most important thing.
Okay, fine. People might accuse you of flightiness.
Oh, hell yeah.
What's flighty? Like bailing. Oh, flighty.
Bailing. All days off. Dude, are you fucking kidding? All days off is in my stars.
Dude, that is... Wait, I was like fight or flight? You always flight?
No, that's not what I thought.
What's flighty? That is not a word.
Flightiness? Of course it is. You're difficult to catch. Every time you're there, you take off.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know that. Sorry.
I think. Look it up quick.
You're in front of, okay, fine.
You have a phone in front of you.
But I'm looking at my Instagram.
A picture of you, you fucking prick.
Yeah, dude.
Yo, everybody go and like this picture. We hid the likes, but now it says Aronson and mad others like this pic.
Dude, it's shot. I'm about to end others the fuck out of this one. This one's gonna be the biggest end others. So we're looking up the definition of flightiness.
I think I nailed it.
I spelled...
You're here, then you're there.
I started flightiness with a G.
Flightiness? Gefilte fishiness?
Fickle and irresponsible.
Yeah.
Okay, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah. All right. That's me.
Yeah, it's pretty
That's
much
That's the
you.
Rodeo clown part.
Rodeo clown. But you really just have too many interests to limit yourself.
I have like a few interests, I feel like.
Next. Oh, dude, you're not going to like this one.
Bring it on.
Cancer moon.
I'm gonna get cancer?
Yeah. As a cancer moon, any scent or song could trigger a bout of nostalgia. Your strong emotional memory also makes it difficult for you to get over your old wounds. It's the same thing as grudge.
My old wounds. I miss them.
Is that not the same? It's like it's a sad grudge.
It's just bad memories.
Yeah.
Well, not even bad memories, just nostalgia. I am very, very nostalgic.
Look, it's not that you hold grudges. That's the next line.
Look, it's not that you hold
It's not grudges. That you hold grudges. You just never forget your past feelings.
Yeah. Fucking yeah. Spot on, dude. Don't ever cross me, bro.
I feel like that's me.
I am not forgiving.
All right. Next. You appear modest and level-headed. This is your rising sign and how you appear to others. You're Virgo rising. As a Virgo rising,
I'm not a virgin.
Yeah, you're not. No, you are a virgin. Oh. As a virgin rising, you come across as someone who is practical and mature. Because of this, you may find yourself laden down with responsibilities you're not necessarily qualified to handle. That is pretty much what you do at work.
No.
Yes.
No.
You're very particular, and you do not like to compromise.
Dude, I'm just about to be a future CFO. Whatever, bro.
Are you? So you're quitting on comedy?
No, I'm going to do both. I'm going to be the CFO of comedy. You know how sick that would be?
It's like instead of the king of kings of comedy, we're the CFO.
Just a bunch of white Jews.
That's going to be our comedy group. Instead of like Steve Harvey's kings of comedy and Bernie Mac.
CFOs of comedy.
We're the CFOs of comedy.
It's going to be me, you, and Bernie Madoff.
Who else?
Wait, was that it?
Who else is Jewy? Yeah.
Bro, that was fun.
Yeah, that was pretty lit.
Basically, what I took from that is I'm a dick, but everybody loves me.
If that's how you want to take it.
I think that's how a Gemini would take it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a dick, but everybody loves me.
All right.
Wow. It's weird how accurate this shit can be, but like I want to read every other sign.
Like I was reading that and I was like, I felt pretty related to those two.
Yeah. And you know the thing? Like this is like the first some of the first attempts at science. This was like science before they had instruments. They're just like, oh, the sun's over here and you look flighty. You're a Cancer.
You have cancer.
No, you are a cancer.
Look at the moon. You have cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Well, that was fun.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good. I'm
drunk? How are you feeling?
A little bit drunk.
A little toasty?
I mean, I just drank the fattest glass of American whiskey.
Kirkland American whiskey. This guy drinks Kirkland American whiskey.
Yeah, either that or Jose Cuervo. We're watching baseball, if you
can
guess.
We're watching baseball right now. It's Eric Chavez, their hitting coach. He drinks Jose Cuervo.
Oh, dude, I'm sorry to get off. I'm sorry to get off topic, but my little brother sent me this video. It was like impersonating like Mexican players, like getting interviewed, like after they're playing baseball. Yeah. And it starts off with guau, 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 guau,
like guau,
guau, guau.
First of all, I want to just thank Jesus Christ.
Guau, mira, 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 mira. Guau. The New York Mets.
Guau.
Wow.
Oh, so it's like MLB players?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, that's funny.
Do you know
just like some random Mexican players.
Yeah, no. They're impersonating. It's like an impersonation video. Okay. It's like, wow, guau, guau, guau. Do you know what I realize? Americans are, I don't know, like elsewhere, but like I'm pretty sure like when you're trying to think of something, how do you say it?
But what?
Like, I know that was really bad. Like, yeah. Like when you can't think of something, like, you're like, right?
Yeah, I'm like,
shit,
what the fuck is it?
Every other country says,
It sounds so pathetic. Sounds dumb, but sounds pathetic. Do you know it? Do you know it? I like better, America.
Yeah, that's why I was agreeing. I was agreeing. I was like, because I was thinking about that. And because, like, whenever... You know, we're working in Times Square. We're in front of a bunch of different peoples and stuff.
Yeah, what's up, everybody?
And they're always asking me where the fuck things are instead of looking it up in their phone. And then, like, I'll just be talking to someone and be like, eh. And I'm like, is that harder to say?
Are you having a stroke?
They're like, eh. I don't know.
Speaking of having a stroke.
It just, you know, sorry. Could we talk about strokes?
I got on a subway cart with no AC. Not today, like when it was way hotter the other day.
You should sue the city.
You know what it is? It's just like, if I'm going to get stabbed or shot on the subway, I would love to at least get killed and die with some dignity and not like drenched in sweat. You know what I mean? Like, well, I don't want the cops to roll up on my body and be like, did he get shot or did he have a heat stroke?
Yeah.
You know, like, look at this sweaty fuck.
Yo,
should have worn a sweatband. Maybe you wouldn't have died.
What's gonna happen is you're gonna get shot, but you'll be pronounced dead by a heat stroke.
Yeah, exactly. My parents are like, he got shot.
He had a heart attack, and
then he got shot by a stray bullet. Look how sweaty
he had a heart attack because he was out of shape. Yeah, there's a bullet wound right here. I don't know. It's like soaking wet.
Yeah, I think it reflected off the railing over there.
Yeah, I don't know.
You see the stain, the pit stain coming through his chest. That's blood. No, that's sweat. It's sweat and blood.
What I hate about the subways is that you won't know and that they're completely fucked up until after you pay. And you're not getting you won't get the refund for it. It's not like that I'm craving
that's
the $2.50.
That's what it is. We're putting our faith in them. They're destroying our faith.
It pisses me off that like if you get caught, you know, hopping the subway turnstile or whatever, it's like $100 ticket. But like if you pay for a ticket and the train is just broken, you will not get the refund. There's like, you won't get it. You will not get it.
You eat Chipotle, right? Subway is like, imagine if you went to Chipotle and every time you got your burrito bowl, there was human urine in it. You know, that's the fucking Subway. Dude, and you're like, all right, well, here we fucking go again.
Dude, I went to the Chipotle with my brother and they ran out of salad dressing, which is like whatever. We were kind of pissed
I just
about
recently
it.
Did that for the first time. Nico told me to do
Dude,
that.
I thought I'd put you
no,
on.
No,
that.
You had told me, but I never tried it.
The salad dressing is phenomenal.
I tried it for her.
Ah, thanks. Good looks. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
The salad dressing's phenomenal.
What can I say? I'm a rodeo clown or whatever.
So it reminded me of this time I went to Cava and I like Cava. It's pretty good. It's no Naya, but like, Naya is the best.
Oh,
how was Naya? How was Naya?
So
just now? It was
good.
So good. Yeah,
so
Naya is the best. But Cava, I also like. It's very good. But I go there. I wait online. I'm like halfway through the assembly line.
Yeah,
I got my rice, my whatever shit, and then I go up to my meat.
Yeah, put the brakes in. Yeah,
and they're just like, I'm just like, okay, I'll get chicken. Like, oh, we ran out of the regular chicken. Do you want the really spicy one? I was like, no. And it's like, you guys don't have regular chicken? I was like, how long is it going to take? They're like, 20 minutes. And then I was like, okay, I don't want this anymore. I'm leaving. And they're like, what? They were like confused. I'm like, you guys don't have chicken. You're confused that I'm leaving? He was like, what? He was kind of just like looking at me like, what am I supposed to do with this? I'm like,
I already put like every other ingredient in it.
Bro, like pretty
halfway
much.
Halfway through?
Well, not so halfway. You got your base and I got your vegetables. My rice, my spinach, my like my whatever. And they're like, we don't have chicken.
Yeah, I would bail too.
Yeah.
And I would just, fucking bail.
He's like, that's it? I'm like, yeah, you guys don't have, you don't, when you don't have chicken.
I came here for Cava, but I came here for Cava's chicken and a bunch of other shit around it.
Like, I think I might have done the same thing one time. I didn't, though, but, like, I was about to when Chipotle didn't have guac. Yeah. I'm like,
I would bail.
That is the reason. Like,
I would bail.
The Chipotle's guac is the reason why everyone
it's
goes.
Not the reason, but it's just, it's not.
It's the biggest draw.
You may as well not have Chipotle, though, is
yeah,
the point.
That's the thing. Yeah. Like, it's. It's
that's like
the guac, like not anymore. Like I'll still get like if I'm online and I'm like halfway through my burrito, there's no guac. I'll be like obviously furious that like there's no guac. But I think I would still follow through with my order. But guac is what put Chipotle on the map.
Yeah,
like if there was
they charged extra for
if
it.
If they didn't have yeah, well
that was such a flex. Was, that was such a great marketing.
Yeah, it was
that
great.
Was such great marketing.
Yeah. Because there's like we fucking can.
Yeah.
It's good and we just fucking did it.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do about it?
Oh, I can taste it right
dude,
now.
If they made guac extra $50, I would have a $60 burrito. That's what's gonna happen. Like in 10 years, in 15 years, I'm gonna be at the cash
working
register
at working at a Chipotle. I can see it.
No,
that's gonna be in your horoscope tomorrow.
And in 10 years, I'm gonna be about to pay for my burrito at Chipotle.
Yeah.
And he's gonna be like, okay, that's $55.39. And I'm going to swipe and I'm gonna be like, ugh.
He's like, he's gonna be like, no, forced. I meant 1,000. The and guac is 8,000.
And
extra.
I'll be there next week.
Yeah, I feel you.
It is crazy. Like
it's like going to Naya and them telling you we're out of rice.
What? How much? Did I mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could still get the salad. No, I what?
I would not get it anymore.
Not a
I
shot.
Only know Naya.
The
one
thing
way.
Is, the thing. Yeah, Naya's rice is what puts it on. I mean, but
oh, the garlic whip, the olives, the pickle. You don't get the garlic whip.
I don't get. I'm not. I hate olives. Some people. Oh you either God. Love olives or you hate olives. Oh,
those are the best. The Kalamata olives are the best olives. The pickles? Tell me you got the pickles.
Nope.
What the fuck do you get at Naya?
I'm a very plain...
Did you just get rice and butter?
Yeah.
And pita?
I get...
And a little bit of hummus. Just a little bit of hummus.
I get the vermicelli rice.
Oh, you don't even get the real rice?
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah, sorry. So I get whatever. I get the rice, which is like the best, creamiest, buttery rice
ever. It's great rice.
And then I get chicken... Usually they'll put enough that I don't have to double, but like when you have to double, it makes it like an
shawarma or shish tawuk.
No, the regular chicken
I get
shawarma.
The tawuk.
Wait, really?
Yeah, the cube chicken. It's so good.
Really?
Yeah, it's like diced chicken.
Here's the thing, and I want to
say it.
I was actually talking to Nico about this. I was talking to your girlfriend about this. I don't like trying food.
Well, first time saying girlfriend on the podcast, is it?
No.
All right.
You kind of said it last time, but we were talking about this, like trying foods kind of sucks because then like I know chicken fingers is going to be good.
Oh, she was telling me about this. She's like, Corey doesn't like trying new things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she was cracking up. I was ripping her jokes left and right. He's like, wow, you're so much funnier than Alex.
No, but she was complimenting you.
Yeah.
In a way. Yeah.
What was she saying?
That you so you're I, from what I remember what you told me your whole thing was like you don't like trying new things.
Yeah, I don't like
and
trying
new like,
things.
She was like, I get it. Like, let everyone else try it and tell you if it's good or not.
Yeah. It's like if I order something new, chances are I'm not gonna like it.
Yeah.
Like okay, yeah, it would be awesome if like it turns out to be like, wow, I love this.
That's like everyone. We're going to the new restaurant. It's brand new. It could suck.
Yeah, it could fucking blow.
Yeah.
Next thing I know, I'm $20 into my meal.
Yeah.
And this fucking sucks.
And then I'm like, you don't have the chicken? I don't want them anymore.
Yeah. And I just know for a fact that chicken fingers and French fries are gonna be phenomenal, no matter where I go.
Yeah. Everywhere. So, every time.
That's why I don't like trying to.
I get the argument. Hey, you're a fucking Sagittarius. And you can
I'm a Sagittarius.
Have a great month.
Yeah. I'm a little sedgy gay boy.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We're going to end on that note. We'll be back next week. Good night. Yeah, we were talking about Naya.
Who cares about my stupid Naya?
Yo, your friend's like, are they still going?
Yeah, good night.